me now. Come with me now.
Walk with me now. I'm gonna take you down. Walk with me now. I'm gonna show you how. Walk with me now. I'm gonna take you down. Walk with me now. I'm gonna show you how.
And welcome into a very special edition of Board Check. I'm your host, Jeremy the Impact York. Welcome in. Got some really cool things going on that we're going to talk about. Obviously, we'll talk some Gladiators and Gladiators hockey. We're going to talk some Carolina Hurricanes, of course, and then just a couple of the other things going on in the league. A little bit later on, we will be joined. I was able to sit down for a few minutes with Matt Fuller, who is an account executive for the Atlanta Gladiators. We talk about the upcoming Teddy Bear Toss and some of the other big events coming up. There are some really cool ones that he brings up. We're definitely going to have him on later on in the year as well. He's a fantastic guy. We've met Brian up there. We've met Caroline. They all do such great jobs with all that they do with the Gladiators, and maybe we'll be able to catch them Saturday, and you guys can meet them maybe on a Facebook Live or something like that. But we'll get into that. We had a brief conversation. We will get into that a little bit later on. Let's talk. Let's talk some Carolina Hurricanes, because they've done some pretty cool things here lately. They're starting to turn it around. You know, they got off that super hot start. They've kind of simmered a little bit. Kind of things happen. It's a hockey season. It's a long season. It's not baseball, thank goodness, because I would not want to have to put somebody through that. With that being said, some things you need to know about the Carolina Hurricanes. They signed Hayden Fleury to Charlotte. They were able to recall Greg McKegg, who was a forward from Charlotte. He's able to come up and do some pretty cool things. They recalled Dan Renouf, who got to come up in spot duty. It was an emergency call-up, and got him out of Charlotte, and they have now reassigned him back to Charlotte. He did some good things. Glad to have all those guys going. It's good to know that you can rely on your farm system to continue to just help this franchise move forward and even further beyond that, obviously. And in the off chance that the Whip's Michael Smith or TV's Mike Maniscalco do listen to this show, which I'm pretty sure they do. It's probably their second favorite podcast after Kane's Cast, obviously. I'm going to submit this to them anyway, but they have a Will Ferrell Anchorman style segment on there called "If You Like It, You Can Take It. If You Not, Give It Right Back." I actually have one, which I know puts me ahead of the Webb's Michael Smith. Not personal, Mikey, but you can come up with these. My thing is as of right now, Sebastian Aho and Teuvo Teravainen are tearing things up the way we thought they would. But actually, Ferland is still up there as well, especially in the goal category. But Andrei Svechnikov has slowly started to make a case that he may be leading some categories by the end of the year. And for a rookie, that's not going to be too shabby there. He's got 11 goals currently. Let's see how many points did he end up with. He's got 8 assists. He's got 19 total points. Now Aho is tearing up the points there. And Teuvo Teravainen, and you got Justin Williams, Michael Ferlin, but Svechnikov is number 5. That's not bad at all. But my, if you like it, you can take it, or you can, if you don't, you can send it right back. I said I'm going to post it out to these guys too. Is that Svechnikov is going to finish the year in the top 3 goal scorers for the Hurricanes. Going to finish in the top 3. Like I said, he's currently 3rd. Behind Ferlin, who has 1 more than him at 12, and Aho, who has 5 more. That's what I'm going to throw out there. And we'll see what you guys think of that. As far as here recently, the games they have played since... Gosh, when was the last time we did a show? Yeah, we don't remember yet. Oh, can we actually... We're actually going to find out when we did a show. Oh, that's good to know. Alright. The last time... As technical difficulties and other things always add to our experience here on Board Check. We did one on the 2nd. Okay, last Wednesday. Okay. Alright, so since then, we got the win in Philadelphia, 5-3, where Dougie Hamilton put one in the back of the net, so did Justin Williams, Teravainen, Fogle, and Teravainen adding the 2nd there to cement everything. Peter Mrazek with the 34 save night for the win. The following night, at home, they hosted the Columbus Blue Jackets, won that one 4-2. You got Michael Ferlin, Hamilton. You had McKegg, who had just came up. And Sebastian Aho, who didn't want to be left out of this party. The win goes to McElhaney, who had 22 saves in the winning effort. They also won on Sunday as they went to Ottawa and beat the Senators 5-4. You got Falk, McGinn, Slavin, Hamilton, and Williams all on the goals on that one. Peter Mrazek with 27 saves in the winning effort. Brought us to last night. Go all the way up to Long Island. Beat the Islanders 4-3. Menelainen with his first goal. I believe his first NHL goal. McKegg added one. Justin Williams and Slavin with the rest of those there. McElhaney with the 28 save win there. That makes 5 in a row, folks. 5 in a row. And now they're off tonight. They will go to Tampa to face the always pesky, always powerhouse here lately, Lightning. It's a 7:30 puck drop on that one. Again, that's tomorrow night. They actually have a nationally televised game that I was not aware of until I saw the commercial just a few minutes ago, because obviously we have the Nashville-Chicago game on here at the studio. But the game where they host the Buffalo Sabres at 7:30 on Friday is a nationally televised game. I believe it is going to be on NBCSN. And then before next, next Monday is when we're doing the other show. Before next Monday's show, they will host Nashville at a 12:30 puck drop on that one. On Sunday, that one should be a lot of fun. Now, your standings. Right now, they are 6 points out of the 2nd wild card spot in the Eastern Conference. Okay. That's still doable. They're still very much in this. We don't give up on this team. There's no reason to. But I like where this team's going. Not just because they've won five in a row. They're starting to get the right pieces in the right places. There's a book called Good to Great. It's supposed to be about business strategy. The gist of majority of it is that you want to not only get the right people on the bus, you want to get those right people in the right seats on the bus in order to be just as successful as you can. It's like, all right, well, that makes sense. In this case, that's very much what they're doing. So, let's move on to some Atlanta Gladiator news. Defenseman Joel Mesner was reassigned to the Gladiators from the Providence Bruins of the AHL. He enjoyed his tour of duty. It is good to have Joel back. They, I think, in response, released Don Olivieri, who's another defenseman. And the other night, Coach Pyle coached his 600th game behind the Gladiator bench. What a great achievement. Let's go over some of these games here. Because I'm going to bring up a point here. Let's see, last we spoke, the Gladiators lost on the second there to the Florida Everblades. That would be last Wednesday. Bonner with his save night in the losing effort. Goals, of course, by Nolan LaPointe. Appreciate his effort there. They played Florida again last Friday. Similar score. No, we actually were able to defeat them 2-1. I was looking at the wrong one. Bonner with 25 saves in this one. Goals by Nolan LaPointe and Mr. Stork, who is doing quite well. Good to get that win on the board. They face off again on Saturday, where the Everblades just a real thrashing here. You had the new goalie, Bitzer, who started the game, had 13 saves, gave up 7 goals, so they put in Bonner, who got the remaining 4. Goals from Gallipo and McKenzie on the night, 7-2. Jeez. Next games they have coming up, of course. Friday night, they will be in South Carolina to take on the Stingrays. A 7:05 puck drop there. And, of course, the Teddy Bear Toss on Saturday that we have talked about is a 7:35, I believe, puck drop on that one. You do want to get there early. For people who are local, 680 the Fans, Chuck and Chernoff will be there giving away a trip to Las Vegas. And Atlanta sports legend Brian Jordan is going to be there. Should be fun. We're going to be there. Like I said, we're going to have Matt Fuller on here in a minute to talk about those things. And let's see, what else can we get into? Oh, I was going to say, I don't know what it is. Sometimes teams have a problem getting over the hump against certain other teams. For some reason, the Atlanta Gladiators have a problem with the Florida Everblades. Now, the Everblades are on a really good run. They have exceptional, well-working team right now. I still say that part of the Gladiators' problems are that the constant call-up and send down and reassigning or whatever that they deal with all the time between providence in themselves, I think keeps it to where it's hard to keep consistency. But hey, it's the name of the game. They're not the only team that has to deal with that. But I do think that has something to do with it here. Some things from the NHL that I wanted to just quickly mention. The Penguins celebrated the 10-year anniversary of the 09 Cup win they had. It's good to see a lot of those guys back around the organization. The World Junior Championship has been just exceptional for hockey. If you have not been able to if you didn't catch any of the games, try to go find those somewhere. And if you did, you know exactly what I'm talking about. To see the young talent that's either NHL bound or already here, or in some cases may go a different route. There are other professional leagues around. There's so much talent on the planet right now. It's a good time to be a hockey fan. The Kings, as part of their 90s night, they used the Fox Track glowing puck for a little while so that you could actually see the puck the way Fox used to do on, I believe, the Saturday broadcast. That was kind of cool. Kind of a cool throwback, because that's how I got a lot of my friends into watching. Because the argument always is, well, it's hard to follow the puck. TV. Okay. I get that. I don't agree. But okay. With the glowing puck, they completely took that away. That argument away. And then I just wanted to mention, not only are the Predators, who are playing pretty well right now against the Chicago Blackhawks, I think it's 3-2 still, Predators at this point. Besides the Predators, the Golden Knights. Nobody's really talking a whole lot about the Golden Knights. And they should be, because they're still playing exceptional hockey. They are quietly marching to another potential playoff season. And, you know, they're going to get in there and they're going to wreck some teams. And a couple puck bounces here and there, and they might be right back in the finals. That's just insane. Just insane. But now I want to turn it over to my short interview with Matt Fuller, the account executive for the Atlanta Gladiators. And we'll be right back after this.
Joining me at this time is our special guest. He is an account executive with the Atlanta Gladiators. He is Matt Fuller. How you doing, Matt?
Hey, I'm doing well, Jeremy. How are we doing?
We're doing pretty good. We tried not to get blown away by the wind earlier today. It was pretty wicked out on the roads.
Yeah, no doubt.
But as I said, you are an account executive with the Atlanta Gladiators. And before we get into the real reason we're on, what exactly do you do for the Gladiators?
Yeah, so account executive is just simply a fancy title for ticket sales. So you could call me your friendly sales guy, but you know, I like to look at it as helping people with their experiences. We bring out, of course, families, have friends get together, come out and join us for some hockey. I can assist in tickets, ticket packages. Anything from full season, get you all the benefits you need, help everyone meet the players, stuff like that, as well as group tickets, corporate deals, the whole nine yards. So it's a lot of fun, and of course, you know, like I said, helping everyone come out and make some memories with us.
Exactly. See, that's what I always tell people. I'm like, it's not just somebody sitting in a cubicle cold calling everybody. It's no, you guys are actually targeting the types of people and the markets that would come to these games. You guys just aren't looking through the phone book and saying, hey, we're going to do the Millers today.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, absolutely. It's more of, you know, we're reaching out to hockey fans, and I'm at every game dressed up in a suit and assisting with the promotions, whether it be on ice or helping a hometown hero come out, be a part of the festivities or something like that. So it's not just ticket sales, even though that's what it looks like on top. It's much, much more than that.
Oh, exactly. So, and definitely we'll have you on later on this season as well, talk about some of those other promotions, because I really like the hometown hero and some other stuff you guys do. But since we do have limited time, because obviously we're all very busy and we appreciate your time today, I got you
Absolutely.
On to help talk about the promotion you guys have going this Saturday, and of course that would be the Teddy Bear Toss game. I've explained on the show what that's kind of all about. But from your perspective, what's the Teddy Bear Toss all about, and what can people do to help out?
So the Teddy Bear Toss is one of our biggest and most exciting promotions on the year. This is our 15th year doing it. So our season ticket holders, our fans, are definitely accustomed to coming out about this time of year. And it's relatively simple, just like every other hockey organization that does this. When we score our first goal on Saturday night, January 12th, all of our fans, everyone in the stands is going to throw bears out onto the ice. Pretty straightforward, but the cause is fantastic. We actually get to donate every bear that gets thrown out onto the ice back to a couple of different organizations. I mean, everything comes into the Atlanta Gladiators Foundation. From there, we disperse it through Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, the Gwinnett Medical Center, the P4 Foundation, as well as a handful of others. So all of these bears get donated back, help kids with, you know, childhood cancer and everything. So it's a great cause. Like I said, we've done it the past 15 years. And this year, what we're looking for from our fans is to break a record. We've had last season 5,534 bears were thrown onto the ice. And this year we're looking to break that record. So we're looking to get upwards of 7,000 bears out there. And that's what we're looking for from the fans. Bring as many teddy bears as you can and just chuck them out there when we score. The crowd goes crazy. It's something that I experienced for the first time last season, and it was just the coolest thing ever, man.
And we're talking with Matt Fuller from the Atlanta Gladiators, where he is an account executive, among other things. Yeah, you guys are always very busy on game day, but yeah. This is one thing. For some reason, of all the games I've ever been to, for some reason I've never been to one of these teddy bear games. I've seen what it does as far as other teams we followed throughout the years and everything. And I think this is one of the greater causes outside of the military. If it's kids or if it's military, I'm usually all about trying to help out and everything. And so, you know, if everybody has teddy bears and stuffed animals and such, and even if you're sitting in a place that has a giant net in front of it, they allow you to move to throw these out there, because I know people are going to ask that. But
yeah,
I guess
yeah,
they'll have it'll be an all hands on deck that you and Brian and Caroline will all be out there scooping all these up, right?
Oh yeah, I mean, it will be the majority of the staff will get out there. We're also having some scout troops, local Cub Scouts, and a couple others coming out there to join us. They've done it. They did it last year and done it the past couple of years. We've Troop 56, Tommy Easley, helped those guys come back out. And also a youth hockey team is going to come out there and help us scoop up all these bears. So it's all hands on deck, man. I mean, when you're trying to break a record like that and get all these bears on the ice, you know, that's what we're looking for, is someone to help us do it.
Well, and I'm sure other people might try to do this too, but, you know, I would, you know, toss my hat in the ring and say, if you guys need some extra help, there will be about four or five of us from Impact Media there that night. But also in the process of when that's happening, we're going to try to get close as we can to the glass when this is happening, because I think I'm going to try to do like a Facebook Live thing and try to see it where the bears are raining down all around us and probably hitting us in the head too, because anytime you're live on Facebook, it seems like we become targets, but we don't mind it at that point. But real quickly, we do have a couple minutes left before we need to go. What are some of the other promotions coming up? Because like we said, the Teddy Bear Toss, the Jacksonville Iceman will be in town for that one. What's some of the other ones coming up?
Yeah, so other promotions coming up include our annual Kids Day Out on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Of course, schools are out, and so we have a lot of daycares and also your local organizations that are either not working those days. With it being a holiday, come out and join us for Kids Day Out. We have a great deal with a ticket and then a food voucher for a hot dog and a small drink for a total of $12 there. as well as Star Wars Night, Saturday, January 26th. You'll get to see Darth Vader and all the Star Wars characters come out and join us, Chewbacca, the whole gang. So pretty cool stuff coming with that. We're going to have a meet and greet take place before the game, so fans can meet all of the Star Wars characters and everything as well. And then the annual Jersey Frenzy, mesh replica jerseys for $5 on February 2nd, a part of our Super Saturday with, I mean, the Super Bowl's in Atlanta this year, and what better way to kick off Super Bowl weekend with than, you know, coming out to the arena up in Duluth, catching a Gladiators hockey game and getting a $5 mesh replica jersey as a part of the act, coming out, joining us, man. So got a lot of cool stuff coming up here, exciting promotions, but, of course, kicking it all off with Teddy Bear Toss here on Saturday.
Yep, it should be a lot of fun, and we look forward to seeing you there because, you know, ever since we've touched base earlier this season for maybe some things in the future, we're going to try to get together. And even if we don't, that's fine as well because it's always good meeting new friends. But we will definitely find you guys when we get there, and we look forward to everything on Saturday. It should be a lot of fun, the Teddy Bear Toss versus the Jacksonville Icemen. It seems like Jacksonville is in town every time we do some sort of big event. So, you know, what better team to beat?
Yeah, that's right.
But we definitely appreciate your time, Matt, and we will see you later on down the road.
All right, absolutely, Jeremy. Looking forward to seeing you out here on Saturday, and looking forward to the rest of the season, bud.
Wow. Well, I had a great talk with Matt there. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Like I said, we're definitely going to have him back on. He is a fantastic guest. He's a fantastic guy to talk to, and, you know, with all the promotions coming up, there's going to be plenty to talk about. We'll try to catch some of these people that we're always talking about on our Facebook Live, or try to do something, at least take a photo, and so you guys will know, you know, kind of get to know these people as well. I know who you can turn to for tickets or just a great experience at the Atlanta Gladiators. But that's going to do it for us this week. Appreciate everybody who tuned into this week's Board Check. We will be back next week. And remember, go Glads, go Canes, go watch hockey. We'll see you guys next week, or for those fortunate enough to be there Saturday, we will be at the Teddy Bear Toss. Please come see us. We would love to meet and chat with each one of you. We'll see you guys next week.